Good morning. A couple of new things. I've never used one of these for a sermon before, but it makes it easier to walk around, to talk to you. I'm somebody who likes my notes, and so I'm going to see how this works this morning. And that was an amazing baptism. Amazing baptism. As I was reflecting on that, I just feel like the Lord really delights in us. It says in Zephaniah that he sings over us with his delight. And this morning, the Lord was singing over all of us, not just Jenny, Lillian, and Joy, but he was singing over all of us and taking great delight in who we are. And I want to share a bit about the Freedom Canvas, just bring you up to date. Some visitors may say, what is that art piece that you're doing there? What is that going on? You guys like arts and crafts. This isn't, people say Kenny's the arts and crafts guy. But this is, we sat down with the creative arts team just to think about what can we do as a corporate body that represents our freedom. And so we sat and prayed with this with the Lord, and the Lord just said, let's put our hands to freedom. And so the first week when we introduced the canvas, we all put our handprints on there. We looked at our hands. We're all uniquely made in the image of God. He formed us. And then we put paint on it, put our hands to the canvas. We're actually taking steps to our freedom and knowing who we are as free people indeed. The next Sunday, we talked about the words that we really want to have put in our hearts, the words of our freedom. We didn't want to put on the canvas our fears or our struggles, but we really wanted to put on the canvas, what is our prayer with the Lord in terms of freedom? And mine, I put on there, it was integration and capacity. I wanted God to fill me and integrate me fully as a man of God. And last week, after the service in our response time, I really felt like the Lord say, do a cartwheel in the front. Some people may have seen that and went, what is happening to Kenny? But I prayed with that, and I sat with the Lord, and for all my life, I have feared the words of man, feared what people thought of me, feared how I was perceived, and I felt like through the whole service going, you got to break this. I actually had to take a step to say, no, I'm not going to give in to that fear. And so I said, Sandy, come pray for me. I need to do a cartwheel, and I'm petrified. And so I came to the front, and she said, I want to see you do a cartwheel. And that was her encouragement as the body of me stepping out in faith. And we need each other to encourage us in the things God is asking us to do. So I did a cartwheel, and I just felt, and I didn't feel like woohoo afterwards. I was shaking a little bit. But something happens when we take a step of faith, when we take a step of believing who we are as children of God, and we don't fear man, because he doesn't want us to fear man, what people think. He's going to call us to do things and say things that we will go, what? That's going to be so foolish. And yet we're going to be called to do it for the sake of the gospel. And so be prepared. I might do a couple more cartwheels, and it's all good. I'm not going crazy or anything like that. And so this morning we're going to do something else on the canvas. We want to sit with the canvas this morning, and the messages have been excellent teaching of freedom. The things that we fear, but we're moving into the things that we are excited about in our freedom. And one of the things I'm struck by with the canvas is our joy around the table. This isn't a drudgery coming to the table, but people are milling around the table. They're talking, they're laughing, they're enjoying this process of freedom. And that's something that we are excited about as a people. And we're seeing people pray with one another, just on their own. You're grabbing somebody and saying, could you pray for me? I want the Lord to do this in my life. I need this. And that's exciting. That's our hope. Our hope is that we're praying with one another, encouraging each other, believing the word of God in our lives. So this morning, I want to talk about the freedom from aloneness to a freedom of belonging. And it's going to be I hope it's a short one. I'm known to go a little bit longer. And so I'm going to try to keep really short because we want a good response time. So let's pray. Jesus, I thank you for your ministry. Holy Spirit, I invite you to come and to brood in us, to speak to our hearts, to bring revelation to our minds. Lord, we want to know you because of an encounter we've had with you. We don't want to just know you from the words in a book, but we need an encounter with you, Jesus. We need to meet with you. And so today I ask that you would come and do a ministry work in us. And give us a sense of belonging this morning. We are crying for our freedom, and we want to put our hands to it. So Holy Spirit, come. In your name, Jesus, amen. So what does it mean to belong? To be accepted, to be affirmed, to be loved? Sat with that question as I was thinking about belonging. How do we belong? In a world that is so digitally, technologically sound, we've got iPhones, we've got smartphones, we've got computers, technology, social media to keep us connected with each other. And yet we're a generation that is the most disconnected. We're the generation that is isolated. We feel alone, even though we have the capacity to feel connected. And I know this feeling of aloneness full well. We're going to be talking in Psalms 139. So if you want to get your Bibles out already, I don't have it on the screen, but Psalm 139, 13 to 16 is where we're going to begin. But as I was talking about aloneness, all my life I wrestled with feeling alone. I don't know when it started as a kid. I know as a teenager I felt desperately alone. I could go to a family gathering, I could go to church, I could go to friends' places, and I would feel good in the time. And I would leave the gathering, and I would be desperately alone. And a despair came in me, a feeling that came in me that it was just this deep void of connection. And I wrestled with this throughout my teens. I wrestled it with throughout my 20s and my 30s. You begin to cope with this aloneness. I began to fill my life with things that I could find meaning, or it would take away this feeling of being alone. So for me, shopping was one of them. Anonymous sexual encounters was one of them. I filled my life. I was desperate. It was like a starving person looking for food. And I didn't know where to get that food. So I went to everything that I could find to fill this deep, desperate aloneness. And so when I was 40 years old, I had come back to the Lord, and I was desperate for freedom in that place. I was hungry for more of the Lord. I was seeking after him, and I felt like the Lord called me to fast. And so I began a 40-day fast during that time, and I felt like during that time, as I entered the fast, I had experienced some freedom with the Lord, but I felt covered in chains because I was so desperately alone. I felt like this was, I was still enslaved in this place of fear that I was always going to be alone. And so that was one of my prayer items with the Lord. I was intimately trying to